Okay. Page 16 in Torah, Parshas Noach. Says in the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Mayim Rabim L'yuchu L'chabes S'so'ava. The very powerful waters cannot extinguish the love U'nahoros L'yishtafua. And the rivers will not flood it out. Yitin Ishas Kol Hoim Beisei B'yava. If somebody will give all their money to turn people away from Hashem, they'll scorn him, they'll make him very cheap. He says, in a spiritual sense, what does it mean the great waters cannot extinguish the love? He says, Mayim Rabim Him Kol Tirdes HaPanasa, refers to all the worries about making a living. And all the thoughts that deal with worldly things. So even though people are consumed with making a living and all the physical problems, Im calls that nevertheless, cannot extinguish the love, which the Ta'ava Mesuteris, the concealed, hidden, innate, natural love, Shiesh b'chol nefesh mi Yisrael b'teva, that every Jew has by nature, from the level of nefesh or lekis, Shativa Lailas L'chol Tamid L'mayla, that the nefesh or lekis is like a flame that always wants to go upward. Shall have like the flame that goes up by itself, like it says earlier in the pasuk there. Rishpeho Rishpehesh, its flame is the flame of fire. Shall have a yudke, the flight, the fire of Hashem. Shubachina shall have, which refers to the flame. Habam Mo'mayla, which comes from above. In other words, just like in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, a fire came down from heaven and went onto the Mizbeach, but you still had to bring your own earthly fire. The same thing, from above, every Jew has this fire within them, a fire that wants to go up to become close to Hashem, which is not, again, inborn, natural within the Jew. She never surely kissed, which refers to the godly soul, Kedem, Esav Shusim, Beguv Gashmi, before it comes into the physical body. Ha'isenen is Miziv HaShechina. It was enjoying the ray of the Shechina. Ha'isim Yechad is B'tachlas HaYichud Bein Tzav Baruch, and was united with the ultimate unity with Hashem, meaning as follows. The Neshama, before it comes into the body, is one with Hashem. One with Hashem. Therefore, Loch Zeis, therefore, even after the neshama comes into the body, lasik binyanim gashmim, to deal with physical things, which is called mayim rabim, the flood waters that want to flood out the love, the fire, the love of a Jew to Hashem, im kolzeh leyuch lechabesa, it cannot extinguish it. Why? Because the tamei b'chinas avet shukin eflah. From becoming, it cannot extinguish this love, which is the desire, this powerful desire. Lalis ilchol l'mayla, to become one with Hashem. Ba'adrab, so he says like this. What is the pasuk saying over here? Mayim rabim l'yuchol l'chabes s'sava, the powerful waters cannot extinguish the love. This refers to all the physical things that want to extinguish the fire of the neshama. So Shlomo HaMelech says, all these mayim, these powerful floodwaters that want to extinguish the love of Hashem, they can't do it. Why? Because that's ingrained, innate, inborn within the Jew. And therefore, because the neshama is openly connected to Hashem before it comes into the body, after it comes into the body, it still has this level. Not only does it become extinguished, but the Rebbe says, Adarab, by coming into the body, can reach a higher level before it came into this world, like you'll explain throughout the Maimon. Not only can the Mayim Rabim not extinguish the fire of the Neshama becomes greater through the Mayim Rabim, through the challenges of the world. What? Not complacency. The floodwaters want to, it's a general word, floodwaters. Basically, it's something that wants to flood out and extinguish the fire or the neshama. It could be parnasik, be taivis, it could be whatever it is. He said, not only it doesn't extinguish it, but only through the Mayim Rabim do we reach the neshama, can the neshama reach a level it couldn't reach. How does it get to this parsha? So the Alter Rebbe says like this. The Mayim Rabim that he just spoke about is called Mei Noyach, the waters of Noyach. The flood waters of Noyach. Like it says in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Asher Nishbat Me'aver Mei Noyach Eid Al Ha'aretz. Just like I swore not to bring a flood again, right? That was the purpose of the rainbow. But Hashem made a shvua. Hashem swore after the flood, he's never going to bring a flood. Kei Nishbat, he does like I swore that I'm not going to bring a flood the same way I swore. Because of Alechem Igarbach, to yell at you, to destroy you, to scream at you. How does it get to Mei Noyach? Noyach hu naicha derucha. It says, why was he called Noyach? Because he brought comfort to the world. He invented the plow. In his days, the earth didn't give up such terrible thorns like it was until the time of Noyach. So Noyach means menucha. Noyach is the root of the word resting. Comfort, resting, both. So he says, Noyach hu naicha derucha, the comforting of the spirit. Shehu b'china shvisa, like the concept of resting. Ka'adam ha-shevis memlachta, like a person who rests from work. Noyach is menucha, resting. K'mei shekos ha-yish b'ez b'yem ha-shvi, Hashem rested on the seventh day, and Targum says, it means, v'noch b'yem ha-shviya. Hashem rested. So Noyach is also the word v'yish b'ez, shavas, resting. But the Parsha opens up by saying like this, Ela tell this Noyach, Noyach ish tzadik. It should say, Ela tell this Noyach ish tzadik. Why does it say double Noyach? So the Alter Rebbe explains, Hem beis naicha di lov, and naicha di tatoi. Okay. There is a level of menucha above, and there's a level of menucha down here. Just like the Alter Rebbe explained, there's a flame of the neshama from above, there's a flame of the neshama from earth, from the person's doing. Ela tol des neach neach means that there's a level of, and he's going to explain. Shubachine Shabbos tato v'Shabbos ilo. There's a level of our keeping Shabbos, and the level of Shabbos when Mashiach comes, the whole era is going to be Shabbos. Like this year, Shemitah. It's all, the whole year is Shabbos.
You have to be very mindful.
What?
You have to be mindful to distinguish between Menucha and Shabbat. Shabbat is seized from the Messiah.
No, but Targum said, that's why. Vayishbais, it says, Vayishbais, Targum says, it's the word Noyach. V'noch. Okay? So you can't really separate it. Noyach in Merch is a general word. Comforting, resting is a broader term than just Vayishbeis. Vayishbeis means he rested on the seventh day. Yeah, I know, we're not getting into
just
that.
Just like God sat down and rested, we should sit down and take it easy and rest. Whereas it's really not. It's he sees from doing something and creating.
But it's more than that. Yes, it's more than that. Okay. So he says, "Mashen ken Shabbos tato, ein akula Shabbos kasher yizbor." But our Shabbos is not permanent. In other words, Shabbos menucha l'chay elamim. He says that's complete level of Shabbos. Now it's not the yine. He says like this. Now the Alter Rebbe is going to discuss about the flood. The whole concept of the flood is totally not understood. Why? If Hashem just wanted to destroy the world, what's the story? The world became corrupt, Hashem said, I'm going to destroy the world. So how did he destroy the world? He made a flood. Now, there was a whole commotion about the flood. Noach built the Teva for 120 years. And then all the animals had to come. Hashem could have done like this, like a Kedach story. The whole world should open up. Everybody swallowed in. The good people, the good animals stayed in. Come on, in 2 seconds. A mice, 120 years to build the Teva. A whole year of the flood. Why? He says, why do you need such a big tumult with the flood? He could have just destroyed the world, kill everyone. Get a second. I mean, what's this whole thing with the flood? So he says, the truth is, he didn't come to destroy the world. Destroying the world could have been done other ways. To purify the world. The 40 days of the flood correspond with the 40 Sava Mikvah. In other words, the Mabul was not the purpose of destroying the world. The Mabul's purpose was to purify the world by mikvahsizing, whatever that means, mikvahsizing the whole world. So Hashem put the whole world into a mikvah. Pretty big mikvah. Shenema, because the pasuk says, Kimala or its chamas. The whole world was full of corruption. The world needed to become purified. Which is the level of mayim. To purify the impure. They take a mikvah memsah. Shemetaharis is atomic. Just like a mikvah purifies the impure when it's 40 saw, Kamek and Hoya Mabu. Bodach de Letayris called us to purify the whole earth. Like it says, Vizarakti Alechemaim Taherim Utahartim. I will throw upon you the impure water, the pure water, and you become impure. Zeis Nikroi Meinayach, Shenasimize, Nachedaruch. Why are the Mabul called, in Yeshayi, he called it the Pasuk, that says it's called Meinoyach. So the simple meaning of the Pasuk, by the way, is negative. The Pasuk says, why are they called Meinoyach? The Mefarshim say, because Noach, unlike Avram, who went out to the world to better people, Noach was this fur coat tzaddik, you know, he didn't care about anybody else. So because he didn't protest the people, and he could have done what he didn't do, so therefore he's to blame for the flood. That's what the simple meaning of it. Here the Alter Rebbe explains that why is it called Meinoyach? Because after the purification, the world reached the level of resting, of purity. The impurity died. Vinei shibud ha-parnasa. The worries of Parnasa are also called Meinoyach. He didn't try.
Yeah.
How do you know, even today, you meet people, why didn't you ask the guy to put on tefillin? He said he would never do it. Did you ask him? No. So how do you know he won't do it? Noach didn't go out. If people came to the Medrash says, why did Hashem tell him to build an ark 120 years? It wasn't for the permits. The permits would have never happened. Okay? Why did Hashem tell him 120 years? To give people 120 years time to do tshuva. So when Noach was building the ark, the table, and somebody came to him, so what are you doing? He said to him, oh, by the way, God is going to destroy the world. He didn't go out to actively, like Avraham Avinu, he wasn't a Chabadik. That was the problem. Yeah. He was a ghetto tzaddik.
Maybe I say this wrong, but he said, when somebody, you ask somebody and he's positive, it's good to ask someone. He says, yes, it's good to ask. And sometimes when people don't listen, it's better not to say anything. It makes a problem.
1 second. If you know the person is not going to listen, then sometimes in halacha, you don't tell him. But here you don't know he's not going to listen.
Right. I mean,
And how many stories are there of people that used to say no and no and no and no, and one day something happened, they said yes, and not only did they say yes, they became frum from it. You know how countless stories there are about that?
Yeah.
Okay. The din is, if I know the person's not going to listen to me, so sometimes, not always, it's the whole thing, it's better for the guy, once he knows you're not allowed to do it, then he's intentionally doing it wrong. Like this will be accidentally in doing it.
Choose your battles.
You have to choose your battles. So he says, Vine Shibir HaParnas is also called Meinoyach. Shema HaKamayimer is out. Shabach Le'Avram Avinu Shibud Neged Gehenim. It says in the Medrash, by Bris Ben Apsarim, Avram was given a choice by Hashem. He said, listen, the Jews are going to sin. You want Gehenim or you want Golos? And the Medrash says, Avram Avinu picked Golos. He says, and therefore, he says like this. So Shibud means slavery not only to Goyim. Slavery is to your parnasa, to your eating, to the whole thing, you know, into the Gashmis. In order to go to Gan Eden, you have to go through Gehenim as a purification. The same thing, Daigis HaParnasa, the problems of making a Gashmistika problems, is a purification. Because the Alter Rebbe says very simple. Avram chose Shibud instead of Gehenim. That means they both accomplished the same thing. Which one do you want? So Avram picked Shibud over Gehenim. Meaning, just like Gehenim purifies the Neshama, to be able to go, to get rid of any impurities, to be able to go to Gan Eden, Shibud, Parnasa, Meinoyach, also is a purification to allow the Jew to go to Gan Eden. Like it says, K'mei Sha'am, Rogabi Acher. Like the Gemara says about Acher, Meir's Rebbe, Mut of the Ladaina. It's better that he should be judged in Gehenim. It's worth it. V'lei Sadam, Da'osi, at least he should come eventually to Gan Eden. And the same thing, Litvel Benar Dinur, there's also a spiritual mikvah called Nar Dinur that a person also needs to go into Gan Eden, then from level to level in Gan Eden, they also have to immerse in the spiritual mikvah called Nar Dinur. And he says, Vihine, Kabeik and Aide Shibut, through the problems of Parnas and all that, you can reach the highest of levels. Vine Shibud, he says, slavery ain't a pirish. It doesn't mean that we have a king who takes taxes and all that. He's says like this. In the time of the Beis Hamikdash, they always also collected taxes, and not only that, Bamas Oyabiyasid. It was a very high tax. Like it says, Shechelik Asidu Hutrikolach Lite. A person had to give, every person had to give 10%. So Lochere, it doesn't mean taxation. So what does it mean, Shibud? Because even at the time of the Beis Hamikdash, which is the best time in Jewish nation, he said, "Ela kavane shebizman shebeis hamikdash hayakayim hayanim shevabrach vashpat suma." It was such an abundance of parnasa. Shayaseh it zavas cholun vashlapi ateva klal. The Gemara says at the end of Masechtas Ksumis, "V'lo here klal daigas into this parnasa." He says, "In the time of the Beis Hamikdash, yeah, they had high taxes, but there was no problems. They had abundance of parnasa. They didn't have to worry about parnasa." Yeah. Va'ata now, yeshu cholechad v'achad yigiyas v'tidus ha'parnasa. Lasik binyoni eilam azah agashmi. Now we have problems of parnasa. V'ubachinas mayim ram shenikra gai meinayach. shenaycha the rucha, which is eventually the nayach of the rucha, meaning the mayim rabbim represents the big parnasa worries, gashmiyasik problems. Why is it called may nayach? Because just the Gehenna purifies. This makes the person purified to reach a higher level of spirituality. Now, the neshama reaches a level greater than it was at the beginning of before it came down, because over there was only ziv hashchina. Over there was only the ray of the shechina. Like it says, because in this world you have the essence of Hashem.
It's not time for it, but how come there were shine and you don't have any problems with Parnassah?
Why don't they? First of all, between me and you, how do you know they don't? For some people, there isn't a bigger curse than money. Secondly, the main answer is every person does good, every person does bad. The Rishonim that are into this world, Hashem says, fine, for the good you did, I'll make you great gashmiyistik of life. But then you have nothing in the world to come. The righteous people have the Mayim Rabim in this world, that in the world to come, which is permanent and eternal, and never much greater. But people shouldn't think, as anybody knows, all these wealthy sports people and actresses and movie people, they all have miserable lives. The kids are committing suicide and they're committing suicide and they're miserable. Just because outwardly they look like they have everything. It's not true. He says, "Shefisha b'chinas yis and armitecha cheshech dafke." Is the level of or that comes from cheshech, shebachinas is kaf yisitrach, breaking evil, v'sapcha cheshech and transforming evil. Therefore, she'esek bin yekol ayem bin yoni gashmi. When a person works a whole day, gashmistika thinks, "Betid is hapranasa," which is the level of cheshech, which is darkness. And then the person comes to Davin and he meditates. On the next page, there's no mazel down here that doesn't have a mazel from upstairs. Which gives life to the world. Like it said, Megid for Hashem, Megid Gerer Shiachim. There are things that grow from the sun, things that grow from the earth. The Mazolas get their chayis from the 70 Malachim in charge of the nations. And they get their chayis from Shmari Eifanim. And they get from the Malachim. Achekul and Mekam Mechinis Malchus is Baruch. I'll explain in a second. Malchus Chamalchus Kol Elamim Shemahavis Kol Elmis Mayim Yad Shmamish. It says like this. The world sustains itself from the Mazolas. Mazolas get from the Sodom. The Sodom gets from Shmari Eifanim. The junk, the sediment of the Malachim. Those malachim get from higher level. It all comes from Malchus of Atzilus. But the way Malchus of Atzilus created the world, Vayomilkim, and Malchus of Atzilus. So then the world descends through Ishtaushlus, Bli Yitzir, Siyot. Huh? It's all Torah. Misinai. So this is the way the world sustains itself from a ray until finally it comes into Gashmistic world. There was a chassid who was in Leningrad, the capital of Russia then, and he saw a big, beautiful building. Chassid said, wow, the Malach really went to the bathrooms here. In other words, it comes from the junk of the Malachim, the Shmarim. So from the waste. From the waste of the Malachim is where Elam Hazar comes from. He said that, and he says, which is only a ray. The gabim muhutzav atzmosi is barich. So therefore, when a person does tshuva ma'isim tevim ve'elam haza, he connects it to the essence of Hashem. Yishuv b'chinas ain't a mamish. Ha'yahay ve'viyah b'li shinu mamish. like it says, at okedim shinivereilim, atu lachar shinivereilim, which we learned. Doesn't only mean, God, you were there before the world. You're there now that the world exists. It means no. The same way, after, the same way you existed before the world was created, that the only thing that existed was you. After, the same after, meaning the only thing that exists, Mishanivra Ha'ilam, is also only you. So he says, a guy is busy holding in Parnassa, and then he comes to Davin, and he meditates into this concept. So he says he reaches a very lofty level. Understand it. He understands where it's coming from. V'achir is bein in the sanal. V'eim ekadas at the depth of the intelligence. To say the nafshe b'chinas avot shukin nifla. He comes to this powerful desire of Hashem. Lot says mitech ha'cheshech ve'elem ha'gashmi, to go out of the gashmi. Odavke be'explain. I just want to mention one thing over here. He says you're stuck in gashmi, then you have a desire to go out of it. Yeah? If you remind me tomorrow, I'll continue on this. The desire to go out is the actual going out. It's not the pshat, okay, I want to go out. If you really want to go out, then you went out. To be continued.
Very hard.
Life is hard.
Yeah, when you're immersed in Gashem.